we pluck this from the skimmer. It's a portion of a segment that was live earlier this week on our sister station, Cairo.
First off, Roy was just really upset with us because apparently he gave his 100th temperature check and he wanted some sort of fanfare about it. I see no reason for it. It's merely the temperature. But he was upset, and then he's gone on a smear campaign, if that's what I'd call it. And I say, out. I haven't heard this piece yet, by the way. Do you have it or do I? Somebody brought me a tape in here. What was this, Tuesday, Wednesday?
I don't know. Play it.
Tuesday.
It was. Get out of that booth, please.
Beep,
I'm not going to ask you again.
Beep, beep. She'll march right in there.
Radio 710 Cairo.
Right, not really, but...
This is Greg Hirschholt, and now we go back to the shocking interview Jane Shannon conducted with Roy Otis.
Yes, Jane, it's finally good to be on a real radio station. A real radio station. I would like to hear Greg introduce me again.
This is Greg Hirschholt. We go now back to Jane Shannon's interview with Roy Otis.
Thank you. First off, I'd like to say howdy to my cousin Merle Morton. Jane, could you have Greg introduce me one more time?
This is Greg Hirschholt. We go now back to...
Jane, you know seriously what's missing from your powerhouse station? And I'm sure your number one audience would enjoy hearing... I don't know how important it is, but... John Maynard is a homo.
Oh, God.
And no, we did it.
Mrs. Really? Pot Pie is mean.
What?
This is News Radio 710 Cairo.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Well, now, what are you going to do with that?
It's pretty rough. You know, he was on... caller said they heard Otis on Smooth Jazz this week, and he had called you a pirate hooker.
Something like that, yeah. Well, in my estimation, there's only one thing that can be done, and...
I guess it has to be done. I guess we have to chop his hands off.
Well, it's more than that. I don't know, suspension. And we got a new, we're trying out somebody new today for current temperature, which, as you know, is critical in this town.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Temperature lady, what's the current setting there?
The current temperature is now 46 degrees, losers.
Okay. Everybody's copping an attitude.
Well, I don't understand that attitude. That's very...
Everybody gets an attitude.
I don't understand it.
46, you think, huh?
You think it's 46? What about barometric pressure? Anything there?
It's about 29%.
29% barometric pressure?
Yeah. That isn't a percentage.
Oh, God, really. 29.
Yeah. Okay. Hired. You got the job.
All right.
Take that, Rich Marriott.
Robin and Maynard program today. Welcome to, boy, what a day we're having here today.
Jesus. You know that, those guys, Marriott and Poole, those guys, you know, I'm a meteorologist, but, you know, you've got it tagged. You're right in the, you're in the pocket, weather lighting.
Thank you.
Do you wear open-toe shoes yourself today?
Yes, I did.
And do you, is that a regret that you have? Or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Send her back in the booth, will you?
Okay, this is what I told you. This was not coming down to this, Nick.
Do not go to the booth. Stay out of the booth.
You will not go to the booth.
No, go.
And neither will he. God.
You're just going to have to stay in the booth alone.
No, he's not going to go. He's out of the booth. How many times? It's like everybody in the show needs to be suspended. You know, we've got a few
minutes. Hey!
The creativity level on Nick skyrockets when he's in that booth.
What did I do?
Okay, you know what, John? We have a few minutes here before we have Freddy Krueger on the show, and I think that this would be a great time.
Yeah. It is a great time.
Why your grandmother rocks. I had a grandmother who you knew, and she loved you, Genevieve. Remember Genevieve? She burned her bra at a demonstration when she was 68. It wasn't pretty.
No, that wouldn't be pretty.
No, it wasn't.
You keep those babies shackled up when you're 68.
Oh,
God.
So that might be a topic that we can go for a few minutes. Why does your granny rock? Yes, no, maybe? Anything?
Yeah!
Well, what time is Freddy Krueger on?
7:30.
Well, let's see. That gives us 23 minutes.
And then there's some commercials
in there. Let me
figure
this out. Let me back time this here. If we did another temperature check, what's temperature?
The temperature is now 47 degrees.
Oh, it went up. It went up just in the last second there.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. You keep an eye on it.
Okay.
You haven't been in the booth, have you?
No.
You would know it.
Come on back.
No, no. It'll be fine.
You go in the booth, I'll call Planned Parenthood.
God, Maynard. You know, this is exactly what I said.
If you want to see the temperature go up, come
no,
back to
come
the
no. God dang it, that's it. You are out of that booth.
Stay out of the booth.
I am not talking to you in that booth, Nick.
No, it's probably a good idea that you do stay in the booth.
God dang him. You know, this might be a perfect time for one
of
the...
You're not working on a project in the booth.
God dang it, Maynard.
Yes, I am. I'm building something.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's now time for... this is a perfect time for Robin and Maynard musical interlude. FCC friendly.
Buckwheat cakes, along with crispy bacon. Yes, it is your buckwheat cakes. It sets my heart to
you
aching.
Load the phones up. Why does your grandma rock?
This is the Million Dollar Weekend.
Y repita.
888-647-1007. God dang it.
I just love the buckwheat cakes made by a bird.